a sack.
And he'll be the AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
You're giving it to him right now.
I am.
Here's a flag as...
Whoa!
Hello.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's... Mason Rudolph got into it.
Get out of there.
What in the world? Believe Myles Garrett? They'll be swinging a helmet?
Yeah, there'll be some ejections.
And there were some ejections in that one. The Steelers and Browns game turned into WWE match on Thursday night. I'm your host, Fred Halbig, and you are now listening to the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. Jay, craziness erupted in Pittsburgh. What's going on, man?
8 seconds left in that game, and that's what happened. It's one of the craziest things. Yeah.
I missed the entire thing.
Me and Fred were texting, and about 2 minutes before that, he says, all right, man, I'm going to bed.
The Browns just scored. There was like a minute and a half left. I said, all right, I'll get some sleep. Went to bed. I woke up with 90 text messages about Myles Garrett winning a tables, ladders, and chairs match against Mason Rudolph on Thursday night.
Man. Yeah, it was – it's crazier every time you see that video.
We'll get into the craziness of all that. And, of course, the Eagles dropping a game right now to the Patriots, 17-10. The Steelers lost to the Browns 21-7 on Thursday night. I don't know what's crazier. All that shit that happened with Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph, or how bad the Eagles and Steelers offenses are.
Putrid is all I can think of.
They're so bad, the Bengals make them look good, I feel like.
Yeah, and we'll see that next week when the Steelers go to Cincy. But it's like, at least your guys have been there the whole year, and they're continuing to not make plays. The Steelers lost their two of their biggest playmakers, and nobody could step up. Well, three of them, if you take out Deontay Johnson. And it was, they're both, the offenses are just awful. At least you have Ertz and Goddard.
That ain't shit either, dude.
I know, but at least they did something.
Your offense shouldn't be built around two tight ends.
Very true.
Yeah, we'll get into all of this. I guess we'll start in Pittsburgh, but I'll probably be interjecting with Eagles stuff as well. We're just going to bitch and complain.
We're going to jump around a lot. There's going to be a lot of swear words.
Because it's just disgusting.
Hide the kids on this
one. NFL teams shouldn't look that fucking bad on offense.
No.
NFL wide receivers should be able to get open, and they should be able to fucking catch passes. The Eagles don't have any of that. Jay, just go. I don't even.
So let's jump straight in, because this is on my head right now since we just watched this Eagles game. Let's jump straight in to a couple things on that. Wentz didn't look good.
No, Wentz had a terrible game.
He had a very bad game.
Listen.
But on that final drive, well, second to final drive, He had three awful throws.
Terrible
drives,
which he can't. But, you can't miss those throws.
No, you can't. But he put a touchdown in the hands of Nelson Agholor, who cannot track a football
for his fucking life.
Nor
he looked
catch
like
it.
A fucking fish out of water, trying to adjust his body, flopping around like a goddamn idiot trying to catch a football.
Like, he had to bend backwards to get to the ball.
Like, dude, fucking track the ball in the air, and make a fucking play.
It's something that
Wentz, fucking throw a 3-yard pass to a wide open player one time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's plays to be made that he's missed, but then nobody on this goddamn team makes any plays for him at all. Like, Wentz was not perfect. This was not a good game. He was also going against statistically one of the best defenses the NFL has seen in the past 40 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know I downplayed the Patriots defense a little bit because of who they've played, but they made the Eagles offense look stupid. They made Doug Peterson look inept. They made Wentz look like a rookie. It was just bad all around. They the first quarter was textbook on how they needed to go out there and beat the Patriots. They held the ball for 10 and a half minutes out in the first quarter. They ran the ball. They played ball control. They just ran little screens to the tight ends and did these things. They went on a 95-yard drive.
It was beautiful. It's one of the best drives I've seen this year.
From that point on until the fourth quarter, the last couple drives, they had like 80 total yards of offense.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You can't win games with the receivers the Philadelphia Eagles have.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
They rank dead last in receptions, like yards and yards per catch in the entire NFL. And I know some of that is Wentz missing some throws. A lot of it is Doug Peterson's play calling is atrocious. But the majority of it is they just suck. They can't get open. They can't get any separation. And a lot of the times when they do have a chance to make a play, they drop the ball or they just don't make a play. Period.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess one of the good things you could say, your defense didn't look awful.
No, the defense played great. I was going to get into that. The defense, I mean, they did everything they possibly could to win this game. They were put in a few bad situations.
Yeah.
There was a turnover and then a few bad punts where the Patriots started right around the 50-yard line and they held them to field goals every time. They gave up one touchdown drive, and it was on a trick play where Julian Edelman caught a backwards pass and then threw a touchdown to somebody. So the defense played lights out. If you hold Tom Brady and the Patriots to 17 points, you should win the football game.
Yeah, four sacks. They were getting pressure on him all night. And that's how you beat Brady, too. You hit him.
Yeah, he was flustered the whole game. He did not look good.
He made some bad passes, man. And, I mean, if you look at the numbers compared to Wentz, Wentz was 20 for 40 for 214 yards, and Brady was 26 of 47 for 216 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he didn't have a touchdown.
No.
It's they did what the defense did
threw,
what they had to
he
do.
He should have threw a couple picks, but none of our guys can catch the ball.
True, too. There was some bad drops by your
defensive back
safety.
They can't make play. Darby secondary. Dropped the ball. Yeah,
They left a lot of plays on the field. But Brady gave them some give me's.
Yeah,
and
nobody. Nope. That's the problem with this team. Nobody on this team makes a play. Mm-mm. Nobody can make a fucking play. The cornerbacks, the receivers, Wentz, nobody. When they need to step up and make a play, I mean, that pass Wentz through at the end of the game to Aguilar, you know, it shouldn't even have come down to that. But no. I guess you could say that was him making a good pass. But that's a tough catch. But Aguilar, looked like a dying fish. Flopping around trying to make an adjustment on the ball.
Yeah, and Wentz was also under pressure, and it was kind of like he just chucked it to a spot. He saw somebody running, and
Aguilar,
and he was just, I'm
going
to put it there. I still don't understand why this guy's on your team.
I don't understand how he's in the NFL, period. I don't understand how they can continue to roll him out there in good faith for this fan base or for Wentz or this team, and it, like, you just can't. You can't continue to play him, period.
No.
But the Eagles don't have anybody else. Literally, don't have anybody else. They had Jordan Matthews come back today. That didn't help anything. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who they've been saying all goddamn year that he's Alshon Jeffrey's backup. Alshon Jeffrey was out this week, and then J.J. still didn't even fucking play.
I think he had one catch in this game.
Yeah, he had
that
one big catch at the end of the game.
Down. Yeah.
Had another catch that got called back on a penalty, but like
you have to get that kid more involved.
You just do. At this point, this season's it's technically not over, but you need to be playing for the future and getting ready for next year and getting Wentz the ball. I mean, getting Wentz and JJ on the same page, so he needs to start getting in the ball.
Yeah.
I thought Miles Sanders looked good early on. He touched the ball four times in the second half.
Jesus.
He's their best playmaker on the offense. He has the most catches and plays over 20 or 30 yards, and he touched the ball four times. They gave the ball to Boston Scott more than they gave it to Miles Sanders in the second half. It's baffling. It's baffling. Yeah. I don't know. And Doug has no answers. He came up to the podium. I listened to his press conference after the game. He has zero answers. He just keeps saying they got to execute. He keeps saying I'll have to watch the film. Doug, it's been fucking – what's this, week 11? Is this week 11? It's been 11 fucking weeks, dude. Make an adjustment. Get guys open. Fire your offensive coordinator. Do something. It's pathetic. And they continue to just roll out this mediocrity, and they expect people to be okay with it. Be better. Everybody.
Did you have any hope when they went up 10-0?
I felt good. I thought, like, all right, the defense is playing really well. You know, if they continue to move the ball some, get a couple more field goals, maybe get, you know, another touchdown. I thought they could have put up 20 points.
Yeah, because that was right after that 95-yard drive.
Yeah.
Where Wentz looked good, poised. He made some big-time throws on that. And
they were, but like on that drive, they were running screens. They didn't run a screen another fucking time the entire game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't expect the Eagles to win this game anyway. I picked them to lose this game. I said they had to win one out of the two games between the Patriots and Seattle. I don't think they could beat Seattle because Seattle's going to put up more points than 17.
And I
know their defense isn't as good as New England's is, but I don't have any faith in this offense to put up more than 17. I just don't. I don't. And so I don't know, man. I think Dallas is going to beat New England next week. I think they're going to pull ahead, and it's just going to be too much, and we're going to be – it doesn't even matter if we go 10-6. I think the Cowboys will probably go 11-5 and win the division, and we'll be picking at 19-20, and we won't be able to get anybody who's worth anything for this team. And, you know, and they'll just be stuck in this. If they don't make the playoffs, big-time changes have to be made. I know Alshon Jeffrey has, like, a $24 million cap hit next year.
Oof. Wow.
Or cap penalty or whatever if they cut him.
Yeah.
Do it. The Steelers ate it on Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Just eat it. Yeah. Get rid of him. Start new.
Yeah, if they're willing to get rid of the best receiver in the league at the time. Yeah.
I mean,
oof.
I don't know what, like I said, you know, they have a chance next week to kind of save their season. I don't see it happening. They really had a good chance to win this game, and Doug Peterson and Wentz completely blew it with that offense. And that's it.
This All is right. one of those games where you can say, like, Wentz just didn't do enough.
No. And a lot of the times the shit's not there. Nobody's open.
Yeah.
Like on Wentz's fumble early on in the game, he held the ball too long, but when they showed the replay of, like, Wentz's view, there was like a two-man route, and then the third guy would have been open on the backside on like a 15-yard dig. But by that point, he already had a guy in his face.
Wow.
Like, if you have a two-man route for your first and second read, and those guys can't get open, what's he supposed to do? Yeah, I guess he could have threw it away. But, you know, he's not wired like that. He wants to make a play. And that's
But he also got hit in the pocket after he pulled it down. There's not much he could do in terms of throwing it away. It was basically a pump fake, sack, fumble. You know, I don't put that. He made the smart throw, not throwing in a double coverage, and the line just didn't give him enough time
to the backside.
Yeah, to do something with it. But I mean, I always get that final drive.
Yeah, and he missed three huge passes
on that, and.
And that's on him.
That's the story tonight.
That's the story of Wentz's season so far. He's shown glimpses of what he was in 2017. And then there's stuff where he's just too inconsistent and he's not good enough. And I think he'll get better. I do. They need to put better playmakers around him. They need to.
Yeah, I was going to say it's hard. It's hard for him to get better with the junk he has around him right now.
You know, the reality of the situation is he's been hurt for like a season and a half of his career. And that's, that's big, you know, that's lost reps. That's lost experience. And I think he can still be, he might not ever be as good as he was in 2017, but he's not as bad as what he's been this year. I feel like, I think he's somewhere in between. I definitely think he'll be a top 10 quarterback in the future. He just needs some better help from Doug, and he needs better help from the team around him. But all right, I'm done ranting. Do you want to get into the Steelers now? Do you have a rant in you to go with?
I mean, look, if it was 2 days ago,
I know we should have done an emergency pod the following day.
But just sitting with that, I'm not even angry anymore. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we could jump straight into the big thing.
What, the
I guess.
Fight?
And yeah, and then I'll sprinkle a little note in after that about the game.
Yeah.
It was ugly. Like, that's 8 seconds left in the game. So, I mean, I don't know who would be listening to this that didn't see it, but 8 seconds left in the game, Mason Rudolph throws a screen pass. Myles Garrett comes in unblocked on a screen, hits Rudolph, takes him to the ground. Rudolph takes offense, goes at his helmet. Garrett jumps up, rips his helmet off. DeCastro and Pouncey come over and pull Garrett away. Rudolph jumps up, goes to get in his face, and Garrett swings and smashes him in the head with the helmet. And chaos ensued after that.
Then
DeCastro threw him to the ground. Pouncey started kicking him in the head.
Punching him in the head, MMA fight style.
Yeah.
Little ground
so,
and pound.
Before we talk about that, Garrett suspended indefinitely, rest of the year, more than likely a couple games next year. Pouncey got 3, and what was the other guy?
The D-tackle with the weird name got a game for pushing Mason in the back after the play.
Larry
whatever it is,
he got a game because right after Garrett hit him with the helmet, he came in and hit Mason from behind and knocked him down. So
more fines and stuff will come this week.
There's stuff going to come out. Defensive players running on the field. Steelers.
Everybody
offensive players.
Appealed their suspensions.
Yeah, I don't think any of them would be overturned.
I have a feeling Garrett's is going to get turned into a number because I saw a report today. According to the CBA, you are not allowed to suspend a player indefinitely for on-field actions, no matter what they are.
Okay.
So he's going to appeal that and use that cause, but then they might be able to be like, all right, well, then we're going to slap you with a 10-game suspension. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he just uses appeal.
So
I could see a 10-game suspension.
Yeah, I could see 8. I could see half a year. But you never know. You'll see. The NFL
is so inconsistent
with this damn stuff. You never know.
Oh, absolutely.
You never know.
Yeah. But you have 6 here for this year. If they make the playoffs, that would add on a couple more.
Yeah.
I just don't see him making the playoffs without him. Like, he's their playmaker on defense. But so I guess we could talk about that a little bit. Mason Rudolph, I've watched it a little more. Me and you talked immediately after it. And Mason Rudolph does have responsibility.
Yeah, he was not good.
No matter what anybody says. No, I mean in the fight itself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has responsibility in this. He went after his helmet. But the fact that there's a lot of people out there who think this is on Mason and Mason alone.
No.
That's
everything
just insane
was on Mason until he swung that helmet.
I mean, you still have to put it on Miles a little bit, too, for ripping.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying.
He could have walked away.
Somebody's pulling on your helmet. He pulls on your helmet and ripped it off. I mean, he's a bigger, stronger guy, so he was able to do it, and Mason wasn't.
He also had top position.
So up until that point, we've seen that shit in the NFL before.
Yeah. Up until that point, they walk away.
Like just
and
drop the
helmet.
The guys are in between.
Maybe some fines.
Just let it go. But as soon as he decided to swing that helmet, that's when it turns into a completely different situation.
It was brutal, man. That was – I've never seen anything. I listened to a couple of things where people said it's happened before. like in some preseason games. Yeah. Like in the 90s, one guy went crazy and tried to smack somebody with a helmet. But
Happy Gilmore once took off his skate and tried to
He's the stab only a man guy. To ever try to stab a guy with a skate. He still holds that record. Yeah. It's crazy. I think what Pouncey did was the right thing, where he just brutally attacked Miles Garrett on the ground. He deserved a suspension, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, but, you know, he's got to stick up for his teammate. You know, you can't just let somebody do that and then not retaliate.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people out there, too. I forgot who. It was one of the ESPN guys said that Mason Rudolph should not leave Cleveland until charges were filed against
what is
Miles that, Garrett. I don't
nothing agree. That is not going to accomplish anything. He is going to get a simple assault charge and get smacked with a little bit of probation and a fine. And it's not like he's going to go to fucking jail. Like, that would have done nothing.
No.
So,
but
I mean, and then if he decides to take it to court, then Mason would have had to show up to court and all this other jazz. Yep. And it's just,
and you know, you're in the wrong though. Whenever Vontaze Burfict comes out and says you're wrong, because he came out that he was pissed today.
I guess that's a little off topic, but he came out and called Roger Goodell a bitch, and I loved it. I don't know why. He'll probably never play in the NFL again, but I'm just glad somebody came out and said, even if everybody hates Vontaze Burfict and he's a dirty player and this and that, you have to love him for calling Roger Goodell a bitch. I don't care.
Hilarious. I hate that motherfucker with everything in me.
But, like, I wish I could just call Roger Goodell a bitch and somebody would listen and be like, all right, yeah, he is a bitch.
All right, cool. All right, thanks. So that was awful, but I guess we can talk about this shit show.
Yeah, the actual game.
So,
well, the big thing Steelers lost the injuries, obviously.
Yeah, Connor with the shoulder again. I mean, he was out quickly. I think he had 5 carries and then he was done. There's something wrong with that shoulder. I wouldn't be shocked if he goes to IR.
Yeah, that's tough to, as a running back, that's tough to battle through. You know, you separate a shoulder. There's a slight tear in there, you know.
And you're not going to hear anything until tomorrow, maybe Tuesday, because they played Thursday. It's going to sit for a little bit. Then Juju and Deontay Johnson both got knocked out with concussions. Juju's was more of a, he got sandwiched between 3 guys and got hit in the head. You shouldn't hit him in the head, but I'll chalk that up to a bang-bang play. Deontay Johnson's, that was dirty.
Yeah.
He went straight for his head. Deontay Johnson tried to reach out for a ball. Dude came across with his helmet right into the side of his head, knocked him out. His ear was bleeding. I think that's more from the helmet twisting. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, my God, his brain's bleeding. It's like, well, no, it would be clear because whatever it's called, the juice around
your
brain.
Juice around your brain. Yes. the brain flavored juice.
Yes. he got jacked
That guy
up
got ejected, too.
He did. He'll face a fine. He's not getting suspended, but he'll face a pretty big fine. But it's more the same as what Fred just said. This offense is terrible. Mason looked bad. The play calling was awful too. But a lot of people are saying, "Well, you can't." Mason didn't have any weapons. Well, the weapons didn't cause Mason to throw behind receivers, overthrow receivers, hold the ball too long. Mason looked bad on Thursday. There's no other way.
They had no running game.
No running game. No. Even with Connor in there, there wasn't much running. This running game hasn't been there all year. They are poised to have the lowest amount of yards per game since, I think it was 1992. I think. I wish I would have wrote that down, but they're averaging 55 yards a game right now. Yeah.
And listen,
which is terrible.
I want to go on another little tangent here. And I know this is a throwing league and teams like to throw, but I think people need to realize that football isn't that complicated, and if teams would get back to the basic shit like running the football and basing your entire offense off the run and doing play action and shit like that, that's how you win games. Look at some of the best teams in the league right now. You look at San Francisco. You look at Seattle. You look at Baltimore. I guarantee they are all at the top of the league at running the football. Baltimore for sure, because of Lamar Jackson, what he can do.
Yeah, they have a running back.
And yeah, quarterback. I'm just saying, though, people just think like this is a throw. You have to throw the ball to win. But that should your throwing game should be predicated off of your running game. And if you can run the football, you are going to win games. And people seem to not understand that. And I know I'm not smarter than head coaches in the NFL and all these guys, so I don't get it. But to me, that's what I see. I see teams that can run the ball are consistently the best teams in the league, and everybody seems to be trying to go away from that, especially the Eagles, and that's not how they win games. Statistics have proven, analytics have proven, especially for the Eagles, I don't know about the Steelers, that whenever they have over 100 yards rushing or this and that, their win percentage is way higher.
Yeah.
So run the damn ball.
Yeah. Well, I can't say that's the same thing for the Steelers, because I think they've had 100 yard game this year. So
100 total yards or running back?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's been all like, look, on Thursday night, 16 total carries for 58 yards.
Yeah.
Like, they got away from the run.
Yeah, they should have ran the ball more. You got to help your quarterback by running the ball. I mean,
yeah. James Conner had the most at 5, tied with Jalen Samuels for 5. So, two guys right there had 10 carries out of the 16.
Yeah.
And one guy got hurt. So, it's awful. And then you could talk about these receivers. Well, I mean, the receivers really go to I really wish I had – oh, no, I do have targets here. Johnny Holton.
Yeah, they were throwing him the ball.
A 6th-string wide receiver who's got some speed to him. But it seemed Mason Rudolph was determined to get this kid the ball. 7 targets, 1 catch for 18 yards. And it was just bomb after bomb. Just run straight down the field, and I'm going to throw it to you. And I'm sorry, if he was a better receiver, he would have made some catches. Yeah. There was times where he went up for the ball, got his hands on it, and just flat out dropped it. And there was some other guys that had that too. Washington had another drop. So yeah, it's awful. This offense is bad. There's nothing on this offense right now that is where. And I know you said the Eagles are bad. I would gladly take.
If you say Nelson Aguilar, I'll give him to you.
No. Your running back.
Oh, Miles Sanders. Yeah, absolutely.
Miles Sanders.
And Jordan Howard. But Jordan Howard missed this week, too, which were too late. I mean, the Eagles were on a bye week, and they literally got less healthy. They somehow got more injured during the bye week than they were beforehand.
Yeah. And Juju had another drop in this game, and Juju has a contract coming up soon. James Conner has a contract coming up soon. I don't see how you justify paying these guys as top players in this league when they're not proving it.
You can't. Not based off of this year. I guess you would base it off of just what you think Juju can do in the future. Connor's a dime a dozen running back. You can find 15 James Connors in the NFL
Connor
draft.
Connor is not a full load running back.
I'd give him about $4 or $5 million a year. And if he doesn't want to take that and he wants to leave, I'd be like, all right, dude, see ya.
See you later.
We'll draft your replacement in the 4th round.
And even before he had his leukemia cancer in college, he had injuries.
Yeah.
Like, that's what led to him finding out he had leukemia.
Yeah, he hurt his knee.
Was he had a knee injury. Like, he has a history of knee injuries, period. And you can't rely on this guy right now. Juju, he's just not making the plays. I know Mason hasn't been great this year. He's missing a lot of open guys.
Yeah.
But it's still a true number one would find a way to make plays.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's coming down to that. And I hate saying that because everyone's been saying that the whole year and I've been fighting for Juju. But he just isn't. He isn't a number one right now.
No. He's had a rough year.
He's definitely not. Yeah. And everyone's screaming about we should have put Duck in. No, I don't agree with that. Duck was a 7th-round pick.
Yeah.
He was put on. He was cut. He was out there. Nobody wanted him.
Yeah.
And now you're going to say, well,
at this point,
well,
I mean, you spent a third round pick on Mason. You got to see what you got. Yeah. You got
to
roll
with
him.
You have to go through it.
If Ben's Ben's going to be back next year, more than likely. I mean, so you got to roll with the third round pick and just see if there's anything there.
Yeah. And look, four interceptions in one game is awful. Ben's thrown six last year.
Yeah.
You know, he had 6-5 in one game last year too. So it's like, you don't just throw him out because of an awful game, especially a second year guy, basically a rookie, because this is his first year starting. You have to see what he could do next week. Hell, that helmet to the head might have made him a better
knock some sense into him.
Route reader. Yeah. You know, going through his progressions. That's his biggest thing, is he's not good at going through his progression.
Maybe somebody needs to hit Wentz in the head.
I do love, who was that, Lane Johnson that said that?
Yeah.
Well, if somebody hit Wentz in the head with a helmet, they wouldn't have left Philly.
Oh, yeah. Zero chance. I don't know. Maybe not after this game. I think a few fans, from what I've been seeing, they'd want to hit Wentz in the head too.
True. But we can jump defense real quick. Defense was okay in this game.
Not their best game. It wasn't the defense you've seen the past few weeks.
No. And I think the Browns really showed that. And, I mean, this is true for any team. It's kind of a stupid point. But you don't turn the ball over to Steelers defense, you'll win the game.
Yeah.
Because offense isn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
So if the defense isn't giving them great field position or scoring a touchdown, you're going to beat them. And I would say this too. Baker looked great when he had to get out of the pocket and extend the play.
Yeah.
Throwing the ball, Baker didn't look good. He missed a lot of players on Thursday. He overthrew a lot. He threw a lot into the dirt. He was 17 for 32, 193 yards.
Yeah, the Browns' offense isn't very good.
No. Well,
didn't they
there's
have,
one part
didn't
of that
the Steelers turn the ball over
great.
Deep, and that's how the Browns scored early?
Mason with the fumble.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
I mean, and then he also had four interceptions.
I feel like if that wouldn't have happened, the Browns, like, they're lucky to have scored 21 points, I thought. I thought the Steelers' defense played okay, given the circumstances of Mason's turnovers.
Yeah.
But, like you said, when you have an offense that can't score more.
Just does nothing with the ball. Nothing. And, I mean, the Browns' offense should be better than what they are. You have two great wide receivers there. Nick Chubb's a monster. Kareem Hunt looked good for him, too. Chubb went over 1,000 yards in this game.
Yeah.
I think he's the first running back to do it.
Wow.
Well, because he played Thursday night.
Yeah.
So, I forgot. Who's ahead of him?
Dalvin Cook and McCaffrey.
Okay. Cook?
I think they both had half-decent games. I think they were at, like, 980, though, so I'm sure they had more than 20 rushing.
Yeah, they probably both went over. But, it's an awful game. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, they just got beat up in this
game. Just really much else you can say.
No. And, I mean, we got Cincy next week. Cincy's awful.
They got a chance to bounce back. The Eagles and the Steelers are both sitting at 5-5. And I think what's, like, the shittiest about both of their situations is they could still both make the playoffs.
Ain't that crazy? With you guys, it's a little tougher because of how close the NFC is.
We don't have a chance to make a wild card. We have a chance to win
the
division.
I'm saying,
the Cowboys have a couple of tough games coming up against, I believe, the Patriots and the Rams. And then after the Seattle game, the Eagles' schedule is like the second easiest the rest of the season. And it could literally come down to them beating the Cowboys week 16 to win the division. Yeah. But what makes it tough is I know, and I believe you know, even if they make the playoffs, they're not doing anything.
No. And that's how I feel about the Steelers, too. The only reason I want this – look, the Steelers aren't going anywhere in the playoffs. The only reason I want them to make the playoffs is because that first-round pick we have to Miami turns into the 20s.
Yeah.
So – and it's just like shit on them for it. So – but no.
But you know, so it's like an empty feeling. It's like you – obviously anything could happen technically. But I know for a fact, if the Eagles win the division and they have to face, so they would probably be the 4 seed, and they have to play Seattle again, or the Vikings, or whoever's, you know, second place in that division.
Yeah.
Or, just either one, or the 49ers even, if the Seattle ends up winning that division.
Yeah, if somehow they jump them, yeah.
I would feel the best against the 49ers, but still, like, you're not beating any of those teams.
No.
Not with this offense.
No.
You know, and it's that, and that's what sucks.
It is. It's a bad year for both of our teams. You guys had a little hope. I thought you were going to go on a run.
I think their best chance to win a hard game was tonight. I don't think they can beat Seattle.
Yeah.
And even if they lose to Seattle, they could still, if they run the table, they would go 10-6.
Yeah, because what are you guys now?
We're 5-5.
5-5. Okay, so wow.
Yeah.
Jesus, you same record as
Stanley. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. It's like I shouldn't be as disappointed because, I mean, the Steelers started 1-3.
Yeah, I mean.
Losing ugly and now 5-5.
So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, like you said, they got the Bengals this week. Is it in Cincy? Is it in Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
it's in Cincy. You guys should be able to bounce back and get above 500. The Eagles we'll got see. A 1 o'clock game in Philadelphia against Seattle. With
is Cincy still winless?
Yeah, they lost today. Yeah, so they're 0-10 or whatever. So, yeah, they got Russell Wilson and his league-leading touchdown passes coming into Philadelphia for
Chris Carson.
A must. We'll talk about it more on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But this is a must. We'll this is like a must-win game for Philly, I feel like. You have to prove that you can beat a good team at home. Or your season's basically over. So we'll get into that more on our preview pod coming up on we drop it Wednesday or Thursday? On Thursday then, I mean. So we'll get into it more on Thursday for you guys. But that's all I got on the Eagles. Disappointing loss after a 10-0 start to the game. They were winning at halftime and just couldn't score another point. So, Jay, you got anything else?
No, fuck this team.
It's a rough week.
I don't know. There's so many thoughts with it, and it's just there's nothing to say.
Yeah,
like it's all obvious stuff where it's just like something has to happen. And then next year, we talked about this too. Real quick, last note on this. Next year, they'll have like $2 million in cap space.
Yep.
At the start of the year, so it's like the Eagles got. They're not going to go get anybody. I'll tell you this right now. If I was the Steelers, they signed some undrafted dude and a running back to the 53. It's because I think more than likely Deontay Johnson's going to miss this game, and Connor, I think, goes to the IR. So they signed two guys to the 53, some nobodies. Go get Terrell Pryor.
Or Dez Bryant or something.
I don't know about Dez because he's 34 and off that Achilles injury.
Yeah,
I mean, but I would give Terrell Pryor a shot. He released something today saying he turned down an offer from another team.
He wants to play for the Steelers.
Because he wants to play for the Steelers. Go give him a shot. He said money don't matter. Sign him to a vet man and bring him in. He's not going to be worse than than Johnny Holton.
Same shit for Philly.
Yeah,
I hope they bring somebody in this week and do something.
If I was you guys, I'd go look at Dez. You got the cap.
Something.
Why not?
Whatever.
I don't get it.
I'm over
it. They just want to sit there and do nothing.
I'm over it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
So check us out on Twitter, Birds, at Birds_Berg, Facebook page, Birds and Berg Podcast. Please like, subscribe, and review on all podcasting sites, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Talk to us. We'll talk back and fuck.
Yeah, fuck, huh? Yep, that's it. Thank you for listening, and we will catch everybody on Thursday.